Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We've got a great show today on healing yourself, and we're going to be speaking with Nikki Gresham Record, and her book is Working with Chakras for Belief Change, the Healing Insight Method. And folks, she's put together this method and wrote this book that has the method in the book, and it is miraculous. So if you are at all into energy healing, this is the show for you. I've worked with it with a couple of clients. I've shared the information and they've gotten relief, and it works wonderfully for people with autoimmune system disease, because it really gets down to the belief system as to why you brought that in the first place. So stay tuned. You're going to have get a lot of information and then go get the book. Okay. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But the real question is, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. Find out more about me and the services I offer by going to my website, and that's MoniqueChapman.com. And I do invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. My guest today, Nikki Gresham Record, is one of the UK's leading spiritual healers, as well as a chartered counseling psychologist and teacher of Reiki and Qigong. She developed her Healing Insight Method for Belief Change by drawing on her professional background and her interest in vibrational, emotional healing and the power of belief. She works with a broad client base, and she teaches and facilitates workshops, and she lives with her family in Midhurst, West Sussex in the UK, and you can check her out at her website, and that is nikkigreshamrecord.co.uk. Let me spell that for you. NikkiGreshamRecord, all one word, .co.uk, or you can also check her out at healinginsight.co.uk. Welcome, Nikki.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Monique.
Oh, it's so great having you here. You created this program out of, I'm going to say, desperation in a sense. She was suffering with something called SLE, and I'll let you explain that a moment. And you said one day it helped to awake you up and awake you to the power of belief and energy medicine and energy psychology. So tell us about that. First of all, what's SLE, and then how did it help you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got sick when I was about 18, 19 years old and started to experience aches and pains in my body and tiredness, exhaustion. It took a couple of years, as it often does, but this is lupus, systemic lupus erythematosus. So it's an autoimmune disease that can attack any part of the body. Mine was mostly around the joints. I had some inflammation in the brain at one point, but I led a journey of just kind of battling on for many years, just doing my best to cope with that. Mm-hmm. But I got to a point you know, you just see the medicines and the usual kind of story. Mm-hmm. But got to a point where I couldn't see a way out. I couldn't see a way forward. And it's quite a lonely disease, illness, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Because theoretically from the outside everything looks fine. Uh-huh. So it's an internal struggle, and the fatigue, the pain was quite unbearable at points. Uh-huh. So I just had children, so I got two young babies really. One was 16 weeks old and the other was 19 months old. And I think that was the first point where I just didn't know how I was going to cope. My family lived away, so it was really just, you know, me, my immediate family, my husband. Mm-hmm. And I, at that point, I just had a moment of needing help, realizing that I didn't want things to go on the way that they were going. And I meditated. I reached out for the first time. So I was not brought up in any kind of spiritual background, any religious background. So this was new to me, but that was mm-hmm. the calling. It was like, if there is anything out there, then show me.
Now.
Yes, please, because I needed help. Mm-hmm. And I meditated, and then my husband had taken the babies out to give me a bit of a break. Mm-hmm. And I went off just inspired to go get a manicure or a pedicure or facial or something, just to mm-hmm. kind of give me a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. And when I got to this practice, there was a healer there. So I was like, okay, eek. I've just been asking for this, so this is where I need to say yes. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I'd had inflammation in my ribs, so I hadn't been able to breathe deeply or properly for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And after that one healing session, I woke up the following morning. I was very frustrated because I really wanted to talk to this person about everything that was going on, everything that was wrong, everything that was not working. Mm-hmm. And the lady had spent half an hour mostly working around my jaw. And I woke up the following morning and I could breathe for the first time. And so I was curious. I was really curious because whatever had happened in that session had brought me some relief. Mm. And I think then I went on and I just started to, be open to coming with healing and energy. And I started to, I was already chartered as a psychologist at this point, uh-huh. but I started to train in different healing modalities. So the emotional freedom technique, EFT, uh-huh. and then I came to belief work and Psych K. This was a little later. My little one was actually quite poorly. I think I've been on a lot of steroids. I was on 30 milligrams of steroids when I was pregnant with her.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of steroids.
Yes, yeah. Especially being pregnant. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. So the little one, bless him, had got a mischievous gut. So he basically cried for 2 years solid. And so that didn't do me much good. So the first 2 years were difficult. Mm-hmm. But a couple of years in, then I reached out and again. And this is where I think I took personal responsibility for my healing. It's like, okay, if I'm going to do this, then I need to commit to myself because I couldn't see myself being able to ride my bike with my kids. You know, mm-hmm. Nothing was working. I'd hit an endocrine type crisis. No cortisol, no DHEA. I just was not producing mm-hmm. no growth hormone. So I was really exhausted. And that was the point I really reached in and I found belief change work. So it wasn't my system that was developed then. This came after. Mm-hmm. But I used Psych K, which is brilliant. Theta Healing I came across, which I loved. And I just started to open up and I started to heal. So I started to feel relief in my body. I started to clear the emotions. And generally just started to lighten and connect to myself in loving ways. So that was then the kind of, I got the healing. I also used good nutrition, and I cleaned up my diet, I cleaned up the chemicals. I used herbs, so I started to substitute herbs with medicine, so natural kind of plant medicine. But then it led me to many kind of twists and turns, and facing many truths, being honest with myself, and quite a path, really. Mm-hmm. But that's what I ended up getting divorced, which is very painful and difficult, but it was about saying yes to my self, my journey, mm-hmm. honoring that kind of, allowing my wings to spread mm-hmm. and open. And then I had this one kind of spiritual experience where I was nursing my pain. I was going inward and nursing my pain. And then I got taken up and just was in this beautiful, blissful state of just connecting in with divine love, with the infinite source. And I was in the bath at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was in there for 3 hours. I just lost sense of time. Mm-hmm. And that was where I dedicated myself to being of service. And it was pretty much after that was in 2012. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much after that this healing system started to come through. So,
well, that's a wonderful story. You know, when I first opened your book and started reading, you started out talking about your dad and the relationship with your dad, and he was an engineer, you know, overall good guy and all of this, but he was, you know, perfectionist and seems like a bit controlling. When you think back on it, do you think that the energy that was present within the household and him not being able or willing to hear you all the time at the dinner table was the beginnings of this?
I think it had...
Blaming your dad, by the way.
Okay. It's difficult. I'm conscious of that now because it's all perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Because we have these experiences to help us to grow. And, you know, he's a loving, wonderful man. It was just a conflict of personalities. But I think particularly because I was a sensitive soul and I think I felt energy quite strongly as a child. So I was very sensitive to not being listened to what felt like criticism. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so a lot of the work that was about being able to access and understand kind of these belief systems that were generated. I think some of them I probably came in with. I think some of them were actually my parents' belief systems that I took on as well. As belief systems get carried down the ancestry. But it takes somebody to heal those systems. I think that's what we're going through as a collective now, is, you know, we're healing the pain of our ancestors. And you know, we feel that pain, and what's important is we don't go into blame and judgment, but we just see it as a program and as a pattern that we can shift, that we can go, okay, is this the reality that we want to create? But I guess, in answer to your question, yes, on many levels, it was that pain that, you know, plus I was bullied at school. I think I was quite... I shone, mm-hmm. and I was good at a lot of things, and in the environment where I grew up, people that shone got squashed, got put down, mm-hmm. or, you know, the who do you think you are type mm-hmm. Scenario. So I had that pretty consistently for 2 years, and so that with my home environment and my nature, and the things that I've been here to bring through, you know, that they've all been part and parcel of that experience, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, I bring it up because there's so many people. I mean, I think just about everybody, you know, you form yourself, your belief systems at a very early age, whether you're cognizant of it or not, and what's going on in your environment can later, you know, impact you. Now, in your book, you talk about unexpressed emotions and associated beliefs can cause chronic injury within the body, and our bodies express this as disease. So how do you feel, or how do you go about changing that belief system that is so impregnated in our lives? You know, because, I mean, some people today, they can be 90 years old and still feel they're not worthy because they were told at some point in time they're a piece of crap.
It's a case that first we need to kind of know what belief systems are running, because, you know, often we're not conscious of it, and it's our perceived reality. So I think many of us don't even think about the possibility of changing it. But yes. So once we've identified which is about for me, it's about going into the emotions. So the emotions for me, when we allow ourselves to really connect into the emotion, some of these components, these aspects, and bring ourselves into alignment by reprogramming the subconscious mind. So we're focusing on a positive belief, we're focusing on the affirming belief, but there's a system, there's a protocol that the Healing Insight Method uses that takes you through that process to bring yourself into alignment, to actually reprogram the subconscious mind. So it's not just an affirmation, but you actually believe it to be true. You can feel that resonance within your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Folks, we're speaking with Nikki Gresham Rucker. She is the author of Working with Chakras for Belief Change, the Healing Insight Method. You can check her out at her website, and that's nikkigreshamrucker.co.uk, and that's nikkigreshamrecord.co.uk. And folks, I widely and greatly endorse this book. Okay, she's melded several different healing modalities together to help us heal our lives. But Nikki, the title of your book, Working with the Chakras for Belief Change. So what role do chakras play in our beliefs?
It's interesting. The chakras just came about, I think, as a way to organize the systems. So the chakras hold different levels of consciousness, different aspects of consciousness. And I started channeling beliefs, so they started to come through in different, or the, you know, these different aspects through the of consciousness, through the chakras. And so the method can lead you into identifying beliefs, you know, right into it, looking at our physical selves, mm-hmm. you know, right up to the crown chakra, so through the sensual and sexual centers and our authentic power, you know, heart, throat, third eye. So it's taking in the whole self. And I guess it's come because when I've been working with clients, I can feel and sense into the body. And so I'll feel energy blockages or distortions, and very often for me, you know, if we go into those, you can access a life story, you know, an experience, and with that I tend to hear beliefs. So okay. I think this is just something that a way in which I work intuitively is to access the beliefs. I think the beliefs keep the issues anchored. So when we release the belief, it's almost like we release the energy and we can free ourselves up to experience something new and different.
Okay, so but how do we release the belief totally? Again, if you've been programmed, you know, forever that, you know, something negative, whatever it is, how do you truly get to the core of that and release that belief? Based on what I read in your book, this is what your healing method is all about.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But there are two ways in which the Healing Insight Method does this. So one is by its kind of foundation, its principle, is that it uses Qigong, wave frequencies. Mm-hmm. That once there's research that shows that once the corpus callosum is activated, the part of the brain that sits in between the left and the right hemispheres, then we've got crosstalk, and that crosstalk of the left and right hemispheres in some way helps reprogram the subconscious mind. So once we've got the left hemisphere on board and the right hemisphere on board, then the healing insight method, you feel the lift, you feel the shift, and the old starts to clear, and mm-hmm. the new starts to build momentum, and you can access that feeling. So it feels tangible. And then we do a visualization, and we ground that and plant the belief.
So okay. You said something really fascinating that I found in your book. You're talking about grounding the visualization. And there was a series of, I guess, exercises, for lack of a better word, that mm-hmm. one can use to help ground in information.
Yeah.
It was, goodness, I can't remember the exact name of it right now. But the empty energy... Is that?
Yeah, that's the Ruji. So this uh-huh. is the method itself. So these exercises, if you like, they're all part of the actual method. So when you start to piece these bits together, then uh-huh. and you've got the whole process, and it's that process of coming into Ruji, coming into the emptiness, bringing in the infinity harmonizing movement.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not going to give it all away right here.
No.
But there's a process. There's something that we do that activates, you know, both hemispheres of the brain. And the book teaches you how to muscle test. So this mm-hmm. was in response to your other question. So this Ruji is one way in which we reprogram the subconscious mm-hmm. mind and we get that shift. The other way is that because I've channeled all of these beliefs, and they're all in the book, so there are 28 beliefs per chapter. You can actually muscle test. So if you've just got a life issue that you want to work through, you can actually muscle test to see which is the priority belief that you need to align with in order to start healing this issue. And that's lovely because that gives you a deep dive beyond the conscious mind into, you know, what's actually going on in my body and letting your body inform you and tell you.
Yeah.
So that's fascinating. People really get on with that well.
Okay, so plus when you muscle test, is your body telling you your truth? It's not an external
Absolutely.
Being
yeah.
talking to you. So give us one yeah. quick way of muscle testing.
I like to use a sway test.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone wants to have a play, it's surprisingly easy. Again, the kind of practice is getting out of your own way. So if you stand, maybe shake off. Just loosen, let go,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just soften your knees very slightly. And we say, yes, yes, yes. And you'll notice that your body will sway forwards or backwards. It doesn't matter which. But you're asking your body, you're teaching your body to show you it's yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's usually a push or a pull forwards or backwards, often forwards. But it doesn't matter if it's backwards because we're just looking for feedback
movement.
For your body.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can muscle test for the presence or absence of a belief. And the key mm-hmm. is not to get the mind in the way, not to start anticipating. And this is a big part of healing. This is a big part, that surrender, that just being curious and being open. So,
Well, you know, I actually utilize that as part of my method for choosing which authors to have on air. I hold the book.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I hold the book in my hands. And if I, for me, my yes is forward, my no is backwards.
Yes.
And if
yes.
I move forward, it's a go, well, among other things I, you know, use. And if it moves
Brilliant.
Back, it's definite no. Now, if it's a yes, I will test it deeper to make uh-huh. sure it's a yes. I guess that's my, I don't know, lack of trust on some level. But if it's a no, it's interesting. I immediately say, you know, thanks, but no thanks.
And it
works. And it, when I don't pay attention, it, you know, it shows. So
yeah.
This is something yeah. that can definitely work for you people if you decide to use it. Now, I also use yeah. a pendulum. So tell us about using the pendulum with your process and how that could help us.
Yes, and it's exactly in the same way. So you're asking the body. So the pendulum's lovely. I've had a few elderly people prefer to use the pendulum. One lady with ME who's struggling with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the pendulum can give a really, accurate answer. It's very gentle. It's very easy to use. So the pendulum, literally just hung over the finger loosely, is a I can't think of the word, an extension of your body's mm-hmm. energy. Mm-hmm. So again, you're asking it to show you your yes. Show you your yes. So yes, yes, yes. And it will swing forwards or backwards or anti-clockwise or clockwise. And again, it doesn't matter. It's just what's your yes and what's your no. So we're not asking, we're not divinating. We're just checking in with what's our yes and what's our no.
Mm-hmm. And again, very effective. And again, yeah, can you skew the answer? Yes. Are you doing yourself a disservice? Yes. naturally let it go. You know, I was once working a fair, and a woman, she was actually coming to me as a client, and she had a pendulum, and she was mean to it, and she was yelling at it. And I'm like, oh, how's that working out for you? Because it wasn't working out very well. So, you know, with love, because love, you know, helps tremendously. Now, you have in the book what I call the 3 hours. You don't refer to it this way, but I did, and that's release, realign, and resonance. So talk to us about each one of those and how it's going to help us heal our bodies, heal our minds.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens. So this is just what happens with the method. So if we take, I am and always have been lovable. Or even better, I am always have been worthy of unconditional love. And you know, there may be some resistance to feeling that, because I think we can all tap into feeling like, you know, but I've done this, or but I have this characteristic, or I have this trait, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when we come into aligning, we're focusing. So we come into Uji, we're open, we're empty, we're connected down into the earth, and the earth is supporting us and nourishing us. And we're doing the movement, the infinity harmonizing movement. And we're repeating this belief. So the intention to align with, I am and always have been worthy of unconditional love. So there's naturally this process of resistance that comes up for that. Or safety. So we often feel issues around safety, aligning with safety. The world is a safe place. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if we all aligned with the world as a safe and loving
yes.
place?
Yes, yes.
And then, you know, we can start to create that reality, because our beliefs create our reality. They really do.
But how do you work with the belief, though, that you don't use? Like, I mean, you're talking about, I've always been worthy of unconditional love, but what if at mm-hmm. the core you truly don't believe that? How does that affirmation either sink in?
It does, because you allow the resistance to go, because you're choosing to create this new reality, to have this new experience. Of course mm-hmm. you're worthy of unconditional love. We're all worthy of unconditional love. So you're just allowing the old to release, but it's this process of activating both hemispheres of the brain, being mm-hmm. in surrender, and allowing your body will naturally, what we're doing, Monique, we're coming into alignment with us. True selves, our authentic selves, the inner being or the higher self. And that's who we are. So we just, you know, this is all our truth. It's just that we've got this subconscious programming going on. And so it's okay for us to shift the programming, because we are the creators. Mm-hmm. We are the creators of our reality. So it just literally, it's just following the protocol. And people do come into alignment with it. If it's, the book guides you down two methods. So there's a simple method, which mm-hmm. is you just focus on that belief. And if you muscle test that, you actually need the advanced method in order to come into alignment with it, then the system takes you on to more of a deep dive. So that's where you start muscle testing through the chakras to see where your blocks or your limits are. So you might find... Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. So you might find...
Well, you might find that you need to bring yourself into alignment with a priority belief in the you know, the root chakra, but you muscle test. So you just hand over to the system and bring yourself, you muscle test to see where is the priority belief. Is it in the root chakra? No. Is it in the sacral chakra? No. Is it in the solar plexus? Yes. Okay, and then you go through the aspects. So these will be a card deck coming up next spring as well. There's a card deck being published.
Okay.
With this. and it may, you know, go through authentic power or courage and situation, greatness, yes. So when you get your yes, you get your beliefs, and then you can bring yourself into alignment with that. Then there may be another belief that you bring yourself into alignment with. So, I mean, an in-depth process of this, it's not a quick fix in many ways, yet compared to therapy, you know, in-depth long-term therapy, it will give you a quick fix because it really gets to the core of your issues. So, yeah, you just keep muscle testing through until there are no more beliefs to align with. And then when you muscle test, you'll find that you do actually believe that you're worthy of unconditional love.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And folks, all of this is in the book. You don't have to contact Nikki to get, you know, detailed information about this. It's clearly explained in the book. She has wonderful color illustrations, and those cards that she was talking about that's coming out in the spring, she actually has copies of, well, not the actual card, but pictures of them, if you will, in the book. So you can get a feel. The book is a very soft and easy read, but full of hard-hitting information that will help you transform your life, or at least that's the way that I saw it. Nikki, share with us one of your success stories, one of your favorite success stories.
Oh, do you know, the most recent and the most joyful was I've just taught my first cohort of practitioners, and this is just joy for me. And it's, I mean, these are kind of little examples, but they, this lady just worked with her sister who is over in South Africa. So, and she was able, her sister was feeling very stuck and quite depressed and or down, feeling like she wanted the world to swallow her up. I think that was the kind of term. And she went from feeling like there was no hope. And this was within one session. So this is a transformational process. And she came out like she was on top of the mountain, like with her arms out and the world was her oyster. And it was, these are the feedback, but to have, put this gift out into the world and for people to be using it and sharing that is just lovely for me. It's just joyful. Because I've given it all away. I've had a fully booked practice and I just couldn't reach enough people. So I wanted to create something, or something wanted to come through me to empower people, because that was my journey. It's about self-empowerment and people doing it for themselves. So it's been one after another of just lovely stories of, you know, people's relationships shifting, feeling healthier, feeling more energized. Really, really lovely.
Okay, so what is the main difference between your insight healing methods and other methods of belief change? Because some of the other methods are really hard. I am a fan of Bruce Lipton, but it took me a while to wrap my mind around what he was saying.
Yeah, it's, I don't know all of the systems out there, but for me, this is a really comprehensive deep dive. And it's tangible, so you can feel the shifts. So I know when you've heard, you know, when I've worked with some different methods, that there's a tail end bit to the healing insight method that doubly makes sure that the gut, the heart, and the head are all in alignment. So there's no kind of parts of these kind of three intelligence centers resisting the shift and the change. So the healing insight method, you can do it to yourself. It's all in the book. I've given all that. There's also an online program coming soon. So if anyone needs the visual, there are resources on my website too. So if anyone needs the visual or wants to be talked through, then it's there to help. And there, as I say, there's some practitioners coming through now. And hopefully there'll be some trainers. I'd love to identify some people who get on with it well and, you know, want to take this and train this in the USA.
Okay, so do you have a certification program, or are you just looking for people that you can... Okay.
Yeah, no, there's a certification program, so it's all been approved by the Complementary Medical Association. And yes, there's a certified program now that's good to go.
Yeah. Yay, cool. So when we go to your website, nikkigrishamrecord.co.uk, what are we going to find there?
There are some introductory videos explaining, introducing myself and how the healing systems come through. There's resources, so there's a shop. There's a small fee on them because I've dedicated many hours of my life to bringing this through. But there's online programs. There's lots of information about the training programs as well, the practitioner training and teacher training. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of information there. There's a Facebook group that I have as well. So if anyone is connected on Facebook, then you can find me, Nikki Gresham Record Healing Insight. And there's a particular group for people who have bought the book, who know the method already, and are just looking for a bit of support with that. So there's lots of levels of engagement, if you like, for whatever people need to be supported on their own journeys. But I think the Healing Insight Method, it's a comprehensive system that allows you a deep dive, it's there for people who are wanting to say yes to liberating themselves, who are ready to do this work and ready to be the change that they want to see in the world.
Yes, and folks, it's all about, you being ready to do whatever works for you, okay?
Yeah.
And Nikki has given you many, many, many options, okay? So if you're truly ready to take control of your, physical, and therefore if you're taking control of the physical, you're taking control of the auric body, the etheric body, all of that, her work will not only work with the physical, it expands out into the energy body to help. Mm-hmm. Now, I need to ask you this before we go, Nikki. You have studied the work of Barbara Brennan. So how has her work influenced your work?
Barbara Brennan?
I think it was Barbara Brennan. Hands of Change?
No.
Okay, I thought it was. I thought I read that. Maybe not. Okay, we can skip that one.
Not me. Sorry.
That's okay. So let's close out with you have in your book, you have the golden key to personal responsibility. Talk to us that so that people will be inspired to take personal responsibility, not only for, their healing, but for their lives in general.
Yeah. Thank you for this question. I think it's a really big one, an important one. It's our key. It's our key to becoming who we truly are and to stop with the blaming and stop with the judgments and stop feeling like we're victims of our own circumstances or victims of our past. Uh-huh. So that personal responsibility, when we take that on board in a loving way, it's not pressure on ourselves. It's just this, if the world is a reflection of us, then what can I do to change the world? What can I do to show up or be the change? So taking personal responsibility for your emotions, if you're triggered by anything, what is it? That means that basically anytime we're triggered, anytime we're feeling, contracted or small or angry or upset, it means that we're subscribing to a belief that isn't serving us. And so when we go inward and we find what our triggers are, then we can really stop that and we can shift ourselves through that process into empowerment and freedom and liberation. And this is really where life starts to transform and we start to find the magic. So,
Okay. Is there any last pearl of wisdom you'd like to leave with the audience today?
Oh, just love. Love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love each other. That's really what it's all about. That's the power. Focus on what works. Focus on what you can do rather than what you can't, Mm-hmm. Focus on what's working. Focus on what you want to create. So, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, interesting you say that because especially when you said focus on what you can do instead of what you can't, if you are having some type of dis-ease going on in your system and say, for whatever reason, you can't get up and walk today, appreciate the fact that you're breathing. Or appreciate the fact that you can see with your eyes and hear with your ears and smell with your nose. I mean, there's so many small ways to affirm yourself so that, you know, eventually you get to affirming and shifting the energy of the larger things. But folks, I highly recommend this book, Working with the Chakras for Belief Change, The Healing Insight Method. And this was created, of course, by Nikki Gresham Record. Again, check her out at her website. That's nikkigreshamrecord.co.uk. You will not be disappointed. And if any of this work today has inspired you and you want to help others, do check out her practitioner training, because it's well worth it. She does a lot. And at the very least, you know, sign up for her newsletter, which you can do from her website. But definitely get the book. It's a small investment that's going to pay off in tons and tons and tons of excellent help. So, Nikki, thank you for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. Really lovely to connect,
Monique. You're welcome. And to audience, thank you for being with us today as we collectively get over it and start changing our belief systems via our chakras. The divine in me truly honors the divine in you. And when you're ready to shift your vibration, you can give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself. Make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of the Healing Insight Method. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.